Welcome to Big Sky Writer, the podcast for storytellers of all shapes and sizes. Whether you write novels, teach classes, or just tell your friends what you did last weekend, if you're a storyteller, this podcast is for you. Here's the host of Big Sky Writer, Clint Morey.
Okay, let's admit it. The American military has gotten a lot of bad press in recent years. From fleeing Afghanistan and leaving behind billions of dollars in state-of-the-art military equipment, to abandoning a modern air base to the enemies of America, to failing to bring home American citizens from a war zone, to abandoning tens of thousands of our allies who we promised to take care of and leaving them behind to be tortured or killed, to hosting drag shows on military bases. Now, most of those bad news items were the result of people making some very bad choices and decisions. Like I said, the American military has gotten a lot of bad press. But don't despair. The American military has been given a chance for redemption. And that means good news stories from the press will soon be coming their way again. Now, the change in fortune came back in October of last year when some very bad guys, Hamas, did some very bad things. Murder, rape, cutting off heads, killing children, and stuff like that to over 1,000 people in Israel. And then Israel responded by attacking Hamas. Now, because Hamas likes to hide among civilians, the Palestinian people in Gaza found themselves in a war zone and quickly ran into shortages of things like food, water, and medicine. Now, the international community tried to get those people supplies, but they did it by sending in truckloads of supplies, and there was a problem with that. Hamas stopped the trucks, sometimes killed the drivers, and stole the supplies. And that's when the military decided to step in and help. It was a chance for redemption. The military conducted airdrops of supplies to Palestinian civilians. What a great idea. And if they managed to get some good press out of their efforts, well, that was just frosting on the cake. But things didn't work out as the military planned. They did some airdrops, but not enough. And then there was the problem with Hamas again. The Hamas guys took a bunch of the supplies that were dropped. And on top of that, some of the airdrops killed people on the ground. It was not the redemption the military needed. More bad press. But there was another chance. The military didn't give up. They decided to build the Trident Pier, a temporary floating pier off the coast of Gaza that would allow large ships to offload food, water, medicine, and temporary shelters. What a fantastic idea. And what a great opportunity for some much-needed good press for the military. The pier was officially opened on May 16, 2024, but there were just a few problems. The truck shipments had to be shut down because crowds rushed the aid trucks. And then there were the strong winds and heavy seas that caused the pier to break apart after a little over a week of operation. What remained of the pier had to be towed to Israel so it could be repaired. Okay, it wasn't a great success, but it's not over. After the pier is repaired, the military plans to tow it back to Gaza, where it can once again provide aid to the Palestinians. So, there is the possibility this will be a story that finally brings some good press to the military, along with some supplies to the Palestinians. Now, what did it cost? Well, there's no need to go about all the bad news and what that costs, things like Afghanistan and losing air bases and paying for drag shows. Those things are all in the past, or at least most of them are. Let's focus on the aid to Palestinians. The airdrops, well, they only cost about $17 million. The floating pier only cost U.S. taxpayers about $320 million. Now, repairs and future operations might raise the price tag just a bit, and you can decide if it's worth it. Now remember, it was your money, you earned it, and you just saw how they spent it.